Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This week, Harmonia looks at the lighter side of vices with an exploration of smoking, coffee, gambling, and drinking. Songs, scenes, and stimulants are on the menu, including a new release of Italian madrigals by Early Music New York.
Okay.
We heard two Italian Renaissance madrigals performed by Early Music New York. Their performance, directed by Frederick Renz, is part of a new release on the Ex Cathedra label. Vices are generally thought of as habits or behaviors that are at best unacceptable and at their worst immoral. Yet there are those vices that have become so commonplace that we've ceased to recognize them as such, that is, depending on the culture you live in. Take, for example, smoking. Half a century ago, it wasn't at all unusual for Americans to smoke everywhere, in and out of doors, on airplanes, at the dinner table, etc. Today, our culture has changed due primarily to our understanding of its effects on our health. Thus, we no longer see the kind of smoking that was once very common. Still, it seems that the history of smoking and the presence of tobacco in the West go back a few centuries. Apparently, men and women have enjoyed smoking as long as there's been something to smoke. It's even been celebrated in song.
Thank you. Thank you.
We heard three pieces that celebrate the mysteries of smoking or tobacco. First, Gothic Voices perform Solage's Fumeux, Fumez, Parfumez, which was then followed by Tobias Hume's song simply entitled Tobacco. Paul Hillier was the soloist with Hesperion 20. And finally, soprano Carina Gauvin sang J.S. Bach's So oft ich meine Tobakspfeife, accompanied by cellist Sergei Istomin and harpsichordist Luc Beausejour. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring vices, and in particular, smoking, coffee, gambling, and drinking. Coffee first arrived in Europe via Italy. More specifically, it came to Venice from the Middle East and quickly spread throughout Europe. It got a huge promotional boost in 1600 when the Pope decreed coffee to be an acceptable drink for Christians. By the end of the 17th century, coffee houses had spread like wildfire, including places such as Leipzig, Germany, where they were also popular venues for musical performance. It was in this very setting that Johann Sebastian Bach was inspired to compose his satirical cantata Schweigt stille, plaudert nicht, better known as the Coffee Cantata, which tells of a daughter's addiction to coffee and of her father's frustration in trying to get her to stop drinking it. In the end, he doesn't really succeed, in spite of his best efforts.
Mädchen, die von harten Sinnen von harten Sinnen sind nicht leicht zu gewinnen. Mädchen, 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 die von harten Sinnen, von harten Sinnen sind nicht leichte zu gewinnen, sind leichte nicht, Mädchen, die von harten Sinnen, Mädchen, die von harten Sinnen, sind nicht leichte zu gewinnen. So kommt man glücklich fort. Doch trifft man den rechten Ort, trifft man den rechten Ort, oh, so kommt man glücklich fort, so kommt man. So kommt man glücklich, glücklich fort. Oh, so kommt man glücklich fort. Trifft man den rechten Ort, so kommt man glücklich fort. Thank you. folge, was dein Vater spricht.
In allem, nur den Koffer nicht.
Wohl an, so musst du dich bequemen, auch niemals einen Mann zu nehmen.
Ach ja, Herr Vater,
ich höre, dass es nicht geschicht.
Oh,
an excerpt from J.S. Bach's Coffee Cantata, the Bach Collegium Japan performed under the direction of Masaaki Suzuki. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're listening to music related to human vices. Gambling is another one of those vices that is, depending on who you talk to, variously seen as a recreation, an outright sin, or a distraction falling somewhere in between the two. Sometimes it's also the basis for an entire opera. Mozart's opera Così fan tutte begins with a wager between Don Alfonso and a couple of guys, Ferrando and Guglielmo. The essence of the bet claims that the two guys' respective girlfriends cannot remain faithful to them. Little do they know what's in store. As one can imagine, the rest of the opera unfolds with many a twist and subplot. Ironically, this first scene takes place in a coffee house. We'll hear Act 1, Scene 1 from Mozart's Così fan tutte, performed by Concerto Colon under the direction of René Jacobs.
Capace non è, fedel quanto bella il cielo la fe, fedel quanto bella il cielo la fe. La mia fior di ligi tradirmi non sa, tradirmi non sa, uguale in lei credo costanza e beltà, uguale in lei credo costanza e beltà.
Quei crini già grigi, ex cattedra parlo, ma tali litigi finiscano qua, ma tali litigi finiscano qua.
Non detto più a belle che infine se fanno, provarcel dovete se avete onestà.
E dove lasciamo,
onore vogliamo,
o fuori la spada,
o fuori la spada, o fuori la spada, non cambia sa.
O pazzo desire,
sul vino mi tocca,
o pazzo desire,
sul vino mi tocca,
ti lascer cattivo scoprire,
sortire o annacce,
prova che
torna,
mi vestorto e fa.
Ti lascer cattivo scoprire,
sortire o annacce,
prova che
torna, mi vestorto e fa.
Che
torna, mi vestorto e fa.
Che
torna, mi vestorto e fa.
Che
torna, mi
vestorto e fa.
Or la spada, scegliete qual di noi più vi piace.
Io son uomo di pace
e duelli non fo se non a mensa.
O patterni, o dir subito, perché l'infedeltà nei nostri amanti sospettate capaci.
Cara semplicità, quanto mi piace.
Cessate di scherzare, o giuro al cielo
ed io giuro alla terra. Non scherzo, amici miei,
solo saper vorrei che razza d'animali son queste vostre belle, se han come tutti noi carne, ossa e pelle, se mangian come noi, se veston gomme, al fin se donne son donne, ma son tali, son tali. Ben donne pretendete di provar fedeltà, quanto mi piaci mai semplicità. E la fede delle femmine come la lava fenice, che vi sia ciascun codice, ciascun codice. Dove sia, dove sia, nessuno sa.
La felice donna bella,
la felice fior di luci,
donna bella,
fior di luci,
la felice donna bella.
Non è questa, non è quella, non fu mai, non vi sarà, non vi sarà, non vi sarà.
La felice fiora belgia, dona belgia, la felice.
Che vi sia ciascun dodice,
dona belgia,
fior di ligi.
Dove sia,
fior di ligi.
Dove sia,
ora bella,
nessuno sa.
Ora bella,
fior di ligi,
nessuno sa.
Sciapperie di poeti,
scempiaggini di vecchi.
Pur bene, udite, ma senza andare in collera. Qual prova avete voi che ognor costanti vi sien le vostre amanti? Chi vi fe sicurtà che invariabili sono i lor cori?
Lunga esperienza,
nobile educazione,
pensar sublime,
analogia d'umore,
disinteresse,
immutabil carattere,
proteste,
pianti, sospir, carezze, svenimenti. Lasciatemi un po' ridere.
Aspetto! Finite di deriderci,
ampliamo. E se toccar con mano, oggi vi fo, che come n'altre sono,
non si può dare.
Bene,
giochiamo,
giochiamo.
100 zecchini.
E 1000 se volete.
Parola,
parolissima.
E un cenno, un motto, un gesto. Giurate di non farvi tutto questo alle vostre pene.
Giuriamo.
Da soldati d'onore,
da soldati d'onore,
e tutto quel farete che io vi dirò di far.
Tutto,
tuttissimo,
bravissimi,
bravissimo, signor Don Alfonsetto.
A spese vostre, ora ci divertiremo.
Ed è 100 zecchini che faremo. In onor di Citerea un convito io voglio fare.
Sarò anch'io dei convitati.
Ci sarete, sì, signore, ci sarete, sì, signore, ci sarete, sì, signore.
Yeah.
Act 1, Scene 1 from Mozart's Così fan tutte, a scene that includes gambling, which goes along with our theme this week of vices. René Jacobs directed the soloists and orchestra of Concerto Colón. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're looking at vices and some of their consequences. Wine and spirits have been the libations of choice for many a reveler, and drinking to excess is par for the course. Countless numbers of songs and dramas have marked such excess from the Middle Ages through the present day. Let's look at one great example. A drunken poet is found at the beginning of Henry Purcell's semi-opera The Faerie Queen, whose anonymous libretto was adapted from Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. In the scene, our poor poet suffers a potential side effect from excessive drinking, ridicule, and by fairies nonetheless. Added after the fact, the scene was first debuted in 1683, a year after the opera's premiere. We'll hear William Christie lead Les Arts Florissants in a performance of Fill Up the Bowl from Purcell's The Faerie Queen.
Drunk. If you will know it. Helm, helm, scat, scat, scat. Kavis, 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 boy.
Pinchin, pinchin, boy is brass. Pinchin, pinchin, boy is brass. His boss is a son, his boy is brass. Pinch,
hold, pinch, hold,
pinch,
hold,
pinch,
hold.
We heard music from Henry Purcell's The Faerie Queen, including the scene of the drunken poet Philip the Bull, and the first act tune, a jig performed by Les Arts Florissants, led by William Christie. Our new release this week features Early Music New York on the Ex-Cathedral label. Directed by Frederick Renz, the mostly vocal ensemble is featured in a program of Italian madrigals entitled Music of Renaissance Love. Composers represented include Orazio Vecchi, Andrea Gabrielli, Carlo Gesualdo, and many others. Early Music New York, originally known as New York's Ensemble for Early Music, was founded 3.5 decades ago by Renz in order to explore music and drama from the Middle Ages through the 18th century. This latest recording is produced in collaboration with the Metropolitan Museum of Art. We'll hear three works, Vecchi's L'Antiche Me Fiammelle, Gabrielli's Non Vedio Sacra Polo, and Chi Passa Per Sta Strada by Filippo Azaiolo.
Thank you. Yeah.
Early Music New York performed three Renaissance madrigals under the direction of Frederick Renz. The madrigals are part of a new ex-cathedral label release entitled Music of Renaissance Love. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.